Good evening. It is Father's Day. Shout out to all the dads out there. This is Trina with Chatterbox Time. And we are here to do a Father's Day ramble, you know, maybe get a couple of our memories out about our dads doing what dads do and, you know, leaves you with some fond memories. Yeah. You know, we all make new ones every day, and if those don't have their fathers with them, I'm sorry. I understand, and I grieve with you, and wish you lots of love and support and care through this time. And, you know, maybe tonight you can, you know, sit back and have a couple laughs and good memories of your father. So, and not dwell on the sadness, but right now, I definitely remember one night when my dad and I were sitting out on the porch, and he lit up his cigarette, and he was sitting there and having a conversation with my aunt, I think. And I remember asking him, I said, "Daddy, what's in your belly?" And he goes, "I ate a watermelon seed, dear. This is what happened. It started growing in my belly, so now I got a watermelon belly." My dad really did. He had a nice big pot belly. He got chunky every summer. And, you know, for years and years, I believed him. And now, as I'm older and I'm watching my siblings grow up and become from young boys to young men, I realize how much they actually resemble their father with their little watermelon bellies that they have coming through. So, yeah, some really great fond memories of my father. Definitely is worth taking a trip down memory lane to have these enjoyable conversations and times. So, had some fun last night. I had a friends over and a couple drinks, and it was able to enjoy my evening and communicate with adults other than pint-sized children that look like me and their dad. And then, you know, got to thinking, there's a lot of men out there that, you know, feel unappreciated and unloved, and, you know, it's filled with stress and worry of their everyday life. You know, they go to work, they make money for the house, they are responsible for bills and supporting their children and their wife when they decide to have fun and go and do things that are adventurous. They, you know, are creative and they think of other people other than just themselves, you know, especially if you got that great kind of dad out there. But, you know, there's a lot of men out there that need some kind of special attention today, and if you got that special one in your life, and, you know, make sure you give them a big hug and say Happy Father's Day. And give them lots of love for the day, because, you know, it's definitely what they deserve. So, I was able to enjoy the nice morning with my husband. He slept in. He was super happy about this. And then he had a nice breakfast that turned out to be not so nice when the bacon was bad, you know. Downside to a Happy Father's Day. And then, you know, 5 o'clock came rolling around real quick, and he had to go to work, so unfortunately, he had to go out and do all that responsibility stuff. But, you know, we'll be able to take a break here soon. We're supposed to be going on vacation. We're going to enjoy our time and have fun. So, right now, it's just, you know, time to sit back and relax and, you know, have a couple different ideas and thoughts that could help you out. For parenting hacks, right now it is hot enough that I brought out the baby pool, tossed the kids' toys in it, and there you go. Mine 6 and 3 years old, so it's not like they need to jump in and go swimming, but it's definitely enough to keep them nice and cool, especially on these hot days. We had a wicked thunderstorm coming through last night. It was insane. No. I woke up about 4 o'clock listening to it, and then I had a thought that I didn't shut the upstairs windows, so I ran up there and I shut them, and then, you know, went ahead and decided I was going to let my dog out the door, you know, let him run. His
responsibilities to come back, and majority of the time he does, and it was raining, so I really thought he was going to, but this dog made me stand at the door calling for him for at least 10 minutes, and I was close to call my husband and said, hey, you know, the dog took off, you're going to need to find him when you get home. He was on his way home from work as it was, so, but luckily enough, when I decided to go and sit on the steps, the dog came running through the door, soaking wet, of course, smelling like that wet dog smell, can't stand it. Well, unfortunately, it's just, you know, one thing after another, and, you know, life comes with their ups and downs, and some ups and downs stink. Yeah. No, no, no. So, oh my goodness, is it wet out? I am sweating everywhere. Oosh. So, you know, anybody out there have any funny stories about their parents and, you know, want it to be shared one day when we do next year for Father's Day, you can always send it in. I'll store it back for another day, obviously. And, you know, maybe, just maybe, we'll find something that would be able to keep us occupied. Well, I mean, come on. Doing a podcast is, you know, some hard work. I actually had to sit down today and think about how this was going to go and hope that this time it flows better. So, my main thing is dads out there, they get it hard sometimes, you know? They're so responsible for everybody else's failings and accomplishments, and, you know, they don't get as much credit for what they actually do. I mean, it's a learning lesson. I am a stay-at-home mom, so my husband works all the time, and I try to give him as much credit as he get, you know, as he deserves, because he is a hardworking man and he does absolutely anything he can to make sure that we have fun. And, you know, it's just life in general, honestly. But unfortunately, yeah, today is that day we're going to. So, I mean, I figured another short story about, you know, a memory of my father, and then, you know, maybe, just maybe, I'll find a little bit of a helpful hints, or tips, or advice, you know, for those, if they're dads listening to this podcast, or wives, if they're listening to this podcast, and, you know, are having some relationship issues and whatnot. But currently I am fighting this heat. Mother Nature, did you get out today and get your feet dirty? I know I did. But boy, is it hot. We had a thunderstorm and it should have cooled down. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. I'm kind of repeating myself, it sounds like. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But, you know, men, they are very, you know, professional. They might have problems with being unemotional and, you know, but they're knowledgeable, they're experienced, they're fair-minded. You know, sometimes it just takes time to get communication through. I mean, frustrations, especially, you know, for the romantic heart-to-heart talks and candlelight dinners and cuddling, walks on the beach, you know, it might be frustrating if your partner isn't like this, but, you know, you need to focus on the good qualities of them, and they need to focus on the good qualities of themselves, especially that, so they're not beating up themselves, you know. You guys know the right from wrong, and you guys know you're doing the best you can, and that's all that matters, you know. Yeah, you got the world, you can do whatever it is that you want to do, finding, you know, the right path, the right career choice that you would like. You know, you got to make sure you're happy when you're working. You know, it's not easy to have a family and home, house, and all these responsibilities if you're not happy in your day-to-day life, especially if you're working frequently. Yes, yes, keep your job. I'm not saying go quit it and find a job that makes you happy, but make sure that you're making choices that are going to make you happy, especially in the future, because that's all that really is supposed to be super important, right? You know, your future, your happiness, you know, your family and your loved ones are your future. They are your happiness, you know. So, obviously, you're going to keep an eye on them, but did you make sure you're taking care of yourself, you know? making sure you're taking a walk for yourself and enjoying nature the way it is. You know, yeah, these are female things to do, but not female things, but more of a feminine aspect to things and thought process and advice-wise. But, you know, at least you're trying to move forward and, you know, make money and help others with assistance for things that they need to do and, you know, do the right things for themselves. A little lost on thought for a second. Give me a moment and I'll catch back up. But right now it's just... dads are unappreciated. They really are. My dad was very unappreciated, and as a child, I really know I didn't give him at least a lick of credit that he deserved. I mean, granted, he made wrong choices and, you know, maybe some really messed up memories. Oh boy, did he do that. But, you know, those are life lessons that I learned. And I can't help but be thankful that I had those life lessons when I did. Because now in the future, I realize that I've used those life lessons, you know, as helpful, you know, roadblocks or helpful steps to get through those roadblocks. So, unfortunately, you know, it doesn't always flow the way it needs to. It doesn't always go the way it needs to. There's always going to be some kind of stumbling blocks that are going to catch you and, you know, cause you to trip and fall. But you just got to remember, you know, the freedom to go in any direction is a journey. You know, are you ready for the journey? Did you pack for it? And, you know, ready to go? It's not easy. I mean, you know, you got to have bathroom breaks every once in a while. You got to rest your body. You know, it happens that way. It is life. You need to make sure that on these special days, those dads are able to get the love they need and the justice they need. Because not a lot of dads out there are getting the justice for the work and the time that they're doing, even if they are not there and they're, you know, divorced parents, you know, dads that aren't around all the time, which you would call part-time, but not by choice, because of by court order. That isn't always easy either. That's how my father was and my parents. You know, I didn't see him very often as I should have as a child if we had parents that stay together. So it's really, really hard to keep your knight in shining armor image of your father at that point. But, you know, it gave me an open-minded view to how hardworking he truly was, you know. Definitely how hardworking he truly was. He loved us kids. He just made some wrong choices. And, you know, those choices weren't wrong for him. They're the lessons that he needed to learn and paths that he needed to take to learn those lessons. You know, his spirit guides felt that that was necessary. So it's not always easy. It's not always easy. Brilliant ideas. Definitely. They give you a... brilliant ideas. They do come up with some genius dad hacks, that's for sure. Dad hacks. Oh, man, I could tell you some dad hacks. My dad used to find almost any possible way to scare us kids during the summer. I mean, this is his hack deal. He would jump out, jump, scare us. Things would pop up, you know, skeleton stuff or Halloween stuff dangling and, you know, ready to surprise us in any possible manner. So I remember when we were kids and we used to go swimming. It was so fun. We would be in the pool. We'd be swimming around and he would be a shark while we were swimming. And when we would be playing Marco Polo, we'd be eyes closed, swimming around, feet just kicking as fast as we can in the deep end. And, you know, the next thing we know, he would be grabbing our ankles and pulling us underwater. And I'm like, oh my goodness, did this terrify us? So, you know, you always wonder where those fear of going in the deep end at pools. You know where you got it from. Thanks, Dad. Yeah, thanks. Shout out to the dads that do that because, you know, you're awesome in scaring your kids because, you know, that's what they need for life. You know, hacks wise. Now I think of one other than the swimming pool because it popped in my head. My mom could not get my hair for anything to stay curly. She tried everything you could think of. But the one thing she wasn't really good at was braiding. You know, she always had short hair, so there was no need to braid it. And she had perms in it, so it was already curly. My hair was bored straight. It would not even hold curls with hairspray. 20 minutes tops. But put wind to it, flat. Live out in the heat, flat, soaking wet. You know what I mean? Come on, it doesn't work that way. Well, my dad figured out how to braid. And because he figured out how to braid, he would braid smallest little braids in my hair. And oh my goodness, I would sleep. I mean, sometimes even go the next day with my hair, you know, in braids because I took a shower the day before. You know, and then the next morning we'd wake up and my dad would pull, you know, take these little itty bitty braids out. And I would have the poofiest hair ever. It was so funny. Like, I was so embarrassed. I never wanted to go outside. And sure enough, my dad was right. If I just waited about 10, 15 minutes, there you go. It starts flattening down. You know, there's really no problem whatsoever in keeping my curls then. You know, they were so tight that I just had, like, crimped hair. It was as good as getting one of those crimp irons. Haha. Yeah. So, oh my goodness, it's so humid out. I should probably sit inside for this podcast, but oh, my children wanted to play, and currently they're playing with a fishing pole. They want to go fishing, and they need to work on their casting and being proper with the fishing poles and not killing each other. It doesn't have a hook on it, but it does have a ball on it. And, you know, he's just fishing. He flings it. It casts. He reels it back in. Hey, you need to bring it here. It looks like it's tangled. Oh, goodness. Now you're going to hear the children laughing in my ear. Give me a minute. We're going to take a short pause, and I'm going to come back here and tell you a story about, I don't know, maybe today in the odd world of this world, what comes on? Oh, you broke it.
Sorry.
It's gone. It happens. Unfortunately, we just need to fix it. So, when you fix your things, you use those hacks that Dad have, right? Come on, girls. Give me a clap. Ha ha. Well, that dropped. So, you know, nice big thump and it started recording. Well, I just went ahead and cast this line. Fixed it. Now, just making sure it reels back in, so if you can't hear me, it's only because I'm standing a little bit further away from the phone. But, you know, right now, it's just me, both these kids, and some pretty loud noise right now. So, I will be back with some more tales. And the tales that I'm probably going to tell you are of two children that argue. Ha ha, ha ha. Yeah, no, these kids are crazy. They really are. They scream, they yell, but that's kind of life. And their father isn't here to hear it. Usually they keep him pretty insane. So, oh my goodness, with screeching kids and, you know, running on 20 minutes, I think this was a good Father's Day podcast. You know, probably wasn't as smooth as I wanted to go, but for the second one, sometimes it doesn't always work that way. So, going to end with signing off with love and light. Chatter on until the next time. Peace.